of FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by free fire radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com.
If you're in the market for a new home, you might think that real estate agents are just for the seller.
But buyers with real estate agents are smart shoppers, and the seller pays the commission.
But buyers beware. Before you choose an agent, read our story. Choose agent carefully before buying a house when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
Money Pit is presented by ADT and Bank of America. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And Happy New Year. It is 2021 and time to talk about the future. Time to put 2020 in the past and plan projects for the year ahead. If you've got a project you'd like to get done, give us a call at 1-888-MONEYPIT because we are here to help. Or post your questions at MoneyPit.com. Coming up on today's show, if you have an electric water heater, you probably know all too well that it is unfortunately the most expensive way to get hot water. Well, smart home technology has now arrived, and it provides options for water heaters that not only cost less to operate, but include built-in leak protection to stop floods. We'll highlight those details in just a bit.
And also ahead, if your roof starts to leak when the snow starts to melt, you might have a common problem known as an ice dam. We're going to have tips to melt this problem away and an important tip on how to get your insurance company to pay for the fix.
Plus, we've got three handy hacks to help deal with snow and ice this winter, including a cool recipe for a homemade de-icer you can mix up whenever it's needed in today's smart spending tip.
And we've got an excellent prize to give away this hour. We've got the Blue by ADT Wireless Outdoor Camera, and it's worth $199. Now, ADT just launched a DIY smart home system this year called Blue by ADT, and it's going to help protect and connect people with the things they love the most. It's an expandable system. You can customize your smart home however your home has security needs for. ADT has a solution for you. It's a great prize pack worth $199, and you can check it out at Blue by ADT.
Give us a call right now. We'll toss your name in the Money Pit hard hat and send out that ADT wireless outdoor camera to you.
Heading out to Ocala, Florida, we've got Colleen on the line. Colleen, what's going on at your Money Pit?
Hi. Thank you for taking the time to talk with me. We are in a home that's fairly large and has two of the regular conventional water heaters,
okay.
One on one side of the house and one on the other, and the other one is smaller. It's actually in the ceiling,
okay.
Above a bedroom. So that's a little unnerving. And the other one is in the garage. So that one's not as bad, but we've done a little bit of repair work on that one in the garage. They're both fairly old. The previous owners, we've only been in the house for about a year. Previous owners said that they're over 20 years old. So it's probably time to get into a new system before something really bad happens.
Okay. So, yeah, it sounds wise.
But we've been looking at conventional systems still, and we were thinking about doing a tankless water system, but we've had a plumber just one that we've gotten a quote from, and They recommended the conventional style over the tankless, saying that they're not as energy efficient for the tankless. Wanted to get your opinion on that.
Sure, happy to help you with that. So first of all, what type of water heater do you have? What type of fuel are you using? Is it an electric water heater or is it gas?
Yeah, it's electric.
Okay, so yeah, so your plumber's correct. When it comes to tankless water heaters, there is no such thing as a electric tankless water heater that is efficient. There are what's called heat pump water heaters, which are very efficient, but they are a full-size water heater like a tank. It's like a regular, you know, any other type of tank water heater, but they're also more expensive. Now, there's another option that is just out now that you might want to look at, and especially since you have one of these is going to be right over your bedroom. It is called the Rheem Gladiator hot water heater. And the Rheem Gladiator water heater is unique in a number of ways. First of all, it has a technology built into it that helps it run at peak efficiency. And also, it monitors the system and alerts you on your phone if anything's going wrong. It can even tell you how much hot water you have left if you want to take a shower. And the other thing that's really cool is that it's the first water heater I've ever seen that has a built-in leak protection system. So it has a valve that feeds the water heater, and if there's any leakage detected at the base of the water heater, this valve automatically shuts off. And when it shuts off, because there's no incoming water, there's no incoming water pressure, you will get a very minute amount of water that will leak out of that water heater before it's discovered and can be replaced. Now, the other challenge you have is you have two locations with water heaters. You have to put back two water heaters. You can't do this with one. But you mentioned one was near your bedroom. That's probably the reason that you don't have to wait so long for water to be hot in the morning. If you just had one water heater and a long run to get to your bedroom, by the time you step in that shower and turn the water on, you're going to have to wait, you know, 15, 20 seconds for that water to turn hot. But the closer that bathroom is to the water heater, the quicker it does actually turn hot. So it's a little more efficient. So I think if I was you, I definitely agree you should replace them. They're well past their prime. I would take a look at the Rheem Gladiator units. Just go to rheem.com/gladiator. They've got a great page there that kind of explains the benefit for that, and that's R-H-E-E-M, rheem.com/gladiator, and you can learn about that. And I think that's probably giving you the best of all worlds. You're going to get the same, a very similar efficiency to a heat pump water heater. It will cost less, and it'll certainly be more energy efficient than what you could do with electric tankless water heaters. And again, if it was gas, I'd say go with a tankless water heater, but that's because it's a lot less expensive to run.
Do I need somebody to put that in for us, install it, or is that something we can do?
Yes.
We do. Okay.
Yeah, it depends. I mean, if you and your husband are advanced do-it-yourselfers, maybe you could do that. But for the most part, I think that is a good job for a professional, because not only do you have to plumb it, you have to wire it properly, and I wouldn't want to see you make any errors on that. So I would have a pro do that. But, you know, you may know more about the most advanced water heaters on the market now than the pro does. So you could certainly specify what you want. And I know those water heaters are sold at Home Depot because I bought one there. And you guys should go there and take a look at them as well.
Okay, that's great. Oh, I'm so glad I called. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Colleen. Good luck with that project. Let us know how you make out, okay?
All right, will do. Thank you.
Well, with all this chilly weather, nobody likes chilly tootsies. John in Wisconsin is dealing with some cold feet on a cold floor. What's going on?
Hi. I have a little room off the front of my home, which is over some cinder block wall area with in a crawl space, I guess, would be properly to describe it.
Okay.
And there's no heat to it, and I have no way to insulate the floor, I guess. What is my options to get away from the cold floor?
So do you have access to the crawl space?
I'm afraid I do not.
Okay. That is a bit of a challenge. And did you say that this room is not heated now?
It is. It is just connecting off of my living room. It's kind of the entranceway to my living room, the front door, and then there's a little closet area there. So there's no heat except what the air transfer.
Like a foyer, yeah. Okay,
correct.
So I'll give you two options. First of all, you really should have access to this crawl space area. If there's a way that you can provide it by breaking through that block wall on it and putting in an access space, I can see a lot of reasons to have that. But in this case, you'd be able to insulate that space fully from below. Now, if you can't do that, another thing that you could think about doing is you could put an additional layer of insulation above that floor. There is a type of subfloor that is designed for basements, and it helps make cold basement slabs warm and comfortable. It's called dry core subfloor, and then they have a version called subfloor Plus.
Okay.
The thing that's unique about this product is they have an air gap technology that keeps the subfloor part of it up off the floor underneath. Now, in your case, you're not going on top of concrete, although I'm thinking this could work as well because the subfloor plus has a layer of insulation under it. So this would help put not only some airspace, but also a layer of insulation between the present floor and your too cold feet as you're feeling it right now. It's not exactly how it's designed to be used, but I think it may work. As I said earlier, it's typically used on a basement floor that's very cold and you want to finish it, and it makes it nice and warm and cozy, and it stays up off the concrete surface so you don't get any dampness or moisture.
That's great advice. I actually have my back door is that exact similar situation. It is on a concrete slab, and it's cold also. But I will make access to that front crawl space. It is a great idea. And I am a contractor, and I tell you what, I love your show. I get a lot of good tips from you guys. Keep up the good work.
Well, thanks very much, John, and good luck with that project. Let us know how you make out.
Thank you very much. Bye now.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call anytime, 24/7. We are standing by, and we want to hear what you are working on. And if you're in a jam, we're going to help you out. And if you need some guidance or advice, we're here to do all of that as well. So give us a call at 888-MONEYPIT.
888-666-3974. Just ahead, did you know the average water heater leak causes $4,000 in damage? We're going to tell you about a new product designed to stop that leak and the kind of leak damage it causes once and for all next. Caseta by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy 3, 4, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit.
A remodeled basement not only adds a great bonus space for everyday life, but it can also increase the value of your home.
That's right, but some basements just never feel warm and comfortable because they're built below grade and have concrete floors. DryCore is a great solution. It's a one-step subfloor system that goes on top of the concrete.
DryCore is specifically designed for basements. The panels create an air gap above the cold, damp, hard concrete to protect, insulate, and cushion your finished floors, creating a new living space as warm and comfortable as any other space in your home.
With DryCore's air gap between the finished floor and the concrete, moisture isn't trapped, and that helps protect against mold and mildew. The ready-to-use panels are easy to install, comfortable to walk on, and they work under engineered hardwood, laminate, carpet, vinyl, or ceramic tile, and they can even handle heavy gym equipment.
DryCore is available at select Home Depots, Lowe's, and Menards stores. Find a store and learn more at DryCore.com. That's DryCore.com.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867. 800-917-3867. We'll be right back. better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, did you guys know that the Money Pit is also available as a podcast? And it's been ranked one of the top home and garden podcasts of all time on Apple Podcasts. So thanks so much for listening to us here, and thanks so much for downloading our podcast. We're so happy to have you with us. You can join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday, just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure. Check it out at moneypit.com/podcast.
Well, we get lots of cool stuff to highlight on the Money Pit, and occasionally we get some fun stuff to give away as well, and that is the case today because we've got the Blue by ADT wireless outdoor camera worth $199. It's going to go out to one listener drawn at random, so you can call in your home improvement question at 888-MONEYPIT, or you can post it to moneypit.com or facebook.com/themoneypit. It's a pretty cool camera. This Blue by ADT line is a new smart home system that they just launched to help protect and connect people. And this outdoor camera lets you see and talk to visitors no matter where you are. It even features night vision, which is pretty cool, and facial recognition. It's compatible with Google Assistant and Amazon Alexa. It's worth $199. We're going to make it compatible with you if you pick up the phone and call us with your home improvement question or post it at moneypit.com.
Well, if you have an electric water heater, you probably know all too well that it's unfortunately the most expensive way to get hot water. Well, smart home technology has now arrived, providing options for water heaters that not only cost less to operate, but include built-in leak protection to stop those floods.
Well, that's right. Rheem has recently launched the Gladiator electric water heater, and it's full of built-in smart features to help prevent cold showers, help you be alerted of any issues before there's no hot water, and protect your home from potential damage. For example, it has this built-in EcoNet technology. It does quite a lot. It gives you complete control of the water heater, everything from adjusting water temp and tracking energy use to setting vacation mode, all from your phone. It even has a hot water availability indicator, which is really cool. So you'll know you have enough hot water before you jump in the shower as opposed to running out mid-shower, which can be an unpleasant way to finish your bathing experience. And it can track your energy use with a vacation mode so you can save on water heating costs while you're away and still return home to a tank full of perfectly hot water.
Yeah, but you know what? The other nice thing about this water heater is that it features a leak prevention system, and that's going to include an auto shutoff valve. So if you ever have a leak, the system limits the leak to no more than 20 ounces of water. Now, that's really helpful because by shutting off the flow of water, Gladiator can help you avoid an average of $4,000 in water leak damage.
You can learn more at Rheem.com/Gladiator.
Now we've got Eve in Massachusetts on the line who's dealing with a big headache going on over at her money pit. What happened?
We had a roofing job done, which was great. And the same party did a gutter job. And it doesn't, you had mentioned 6-inch gutters. That was in our contract.
Yep.
And the gutter job is inadequate. The water shoots over the gutter. And the gutter doesn't go to the full end. So I was wondering, do you have any hints about negotiating with the contractor?
Yeah, has the contractor already been paid?
A down payment, yes.
You gave him a down payment. He did the installation. And so he's done the work, but the work's not done well. So you're actually in a pretty good position. Usually we get these calls and the contractor's already been paid and long gone.
Oh, okay. So, No, I waited on that because I was in doubt.
The question is, was the job installed correctly? And I can't tell you without seeing this, but you mentioned that water shoots over the top of the gutters. Are there gutter guards on top of these gutters?
There's like a screen that would keep the leaves out, but not the water.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a peak, it's a ranch house.
Right.
And the roof is straight except for the peak. And those two valleys are where a lot of water comes off.
Yep.
Especially lately, we've had like 1 inch in an hour rainstorm.
Yeah. Well, this is all fixable. And what you're going to have to do is, first of all, have you talked to the gutter company and the roofing company about the problems that you're having? Have they made any suggestions?
They actually did an original job and then came back and did a reinstall, and the reinstall is really no better than the original job.
Right.
And at the one end, the gutter doesn't go past the end of the roof, so there's a drip and puddles on the ground because the gutter is like 2 inches short.
Well, yeah, the gutter doesn't always go past the end of the building, not that far. That may or may not be the problem, but I can tell you about the valley situation. So where you have a valley and you get a lot of water that collects there and it comes down fast and furious, there is a way that you can install what's called a diverter, which is like an L-shaped piece of flashing. And what that can do is take some of the water that's running down the valley and move it further out on the roof so it comes to the roof edge in a different spot. It doesn't all collect in that center spot. And if you do it with the same color material that's on the roof, it's not terribly noticeable either. It's just an old trick of the trade that I know to kind of reduce the amount of water that's coming in one particular place is to use a diverter like that. Now, if you've tried twice with this contractor and it's still not done right, then what I would maybe do is get an estimate from a different contractor, one that's completely disconnected from the one that you used, and tell them what the problems are that you're having. You don't even have to tell them who did the work. You could just say, look, I had these gutters done some time ago, and they're not performing well for these reasons, X, Y, and Z. Could you give me an estimate on what it will take to correct it? What would your recommendation be, and what will it take to correct it? And I would get at least two independent estimates like that and see if it starts to align and make sense to you. And then now you know both what might be the options here and, secondly, what it will cost. And if you don't want to deal further with your existing contractor, then you just write him a letter and say, listen, this job was inferior. I got some estimates to correct it. The estimates are X, and I'm going to deduct that from what I owe you.
I see. They did say that they were willing to cancel the contract, refund our money. The dilemma I have, I did contact another gutter company, and their jobs would be 8 weeks out, so I need a gutter to be there in the meantime. Can I negotiate with the original?
If this contractor has offered to refund you all your money and walk away, and they're not going to take the gutters off, are they? They're just going to leave it? Because there's no value to them of taking those off.
Oh, there isn't. Okay. They had said something about taking it down, refunding the money.
Well, there's no value to, they're not going to reuse those gutters. All those gutters are custom made. So they're willing to give you most of your money back, if not all, and leave the gutter job in place. At least you have something there for the winter. And then I would try again in the spring.
I see.
It's a tough time now to get a contractor to do that kind of work. It's really out of season.
Yes, especially in the Northeast.
All right, so I think we flushed out some options for you, Eve. Thanks so much for calling us, and good luck with the project. I'm sorry that happened to you.
Thank you so much.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call anytime, 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. We'd love to hear what you are working on and help you out with that project. Coming up, if your roof starts to leak when the snow starts to melt, you might have a common problem known as an ice dam. We're going to have some tips to melt this problem away and an important tip on how you could get your insurance company to pay for the fix next.
Becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Solutions live. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where we make good homes better. Who are we? Well, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we'd love to hear what you are planning for 2021. You have a project in mind you'd like to get done. You don't know where to start? Well, start right here by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or posting your questions to moneypit.com.
Well, if your roof starts to leak when the snow starts to melt, you might have a common problem known as an ice dam. Now, it usually happens when we have snow, and then it's followed by some warmer days. Now, that melted snow is going to form ice at your roof edge, and that's going to build up to become a dam, which is going to hold back any other water that's trying to come down the roof line as the snow is melting, and it could leak right through the roof.
Yeah, and since roofs usually leak when it rains and not when it snows, it's a problem that actually is a surprise to a lot of folks.
So how do we make sure that all of that meltdown doesn't end up melting away the walls and ceilings inside our house?
Yeah, so good question. You know, stopping the ice dams is pretty simple in principle. You want to keep the entire roof the same temperature as the eaves or the overhangs. And you can do that by increasing ventilation and adding insulation and essentially sealing off every possible air leak that might warm that underside of the roof. So we're talking about, for example, adding insulation to the floor of the attic so it keeps the heat kind of tamped down where it belongs, which is in the space below the floor of the attic, which is usually your second floor ceiling. And then to make sure the insulation doesn't get damp, you want to add more ventilation to that attic space as well. And the other thing that you want to do is make sure you're weather stripping the attic hatch. That's that door or that panel between usually the second floor in your attic or the first floor in your attic, depending on how many stories you got. Because if you leave the hatch unsealed, the warm air is going to leak up around that opening, and that's going to warm the attic. That's going to melt the snow and let that water run down where it'll freeze and cause that ice dam situation all over again.
Now, if we do end up with a roof leak that's been a result of an ice dam, is this something that could potentially be covered by homeowners insurance?
Yeah, you know, it might very well be, and that's a great question because while you need to check with your insurance company to be sure, I have seen many times insurance companies, because it's storm damage, pay for the claim, and not only pay for the claim, they pay for the fix, which in the case of an ice dam involves removing the entire roof and applying a product called Ice and Water Shield that goes right from the edge of the gutter up under the what will be the shingles, and then you put the shingles on top of that. So if you do have an ice dam claim, make sure you get a public adjuster to work for you, not the insurance company, to file it, because you may very well get a brand new roof out of the whole thing.
Heading over to North Carolina, Bob is on the line and looking to install some grab bars in the bathroom. Tell us about your project.
Well, I've got a bath shower surround that I'd like to put some grab bars in. I'm getting a little older, and that would be real helpful.
Yeah.
At any rate, the surround is composed of small gauge ceramic tile, like maybe inch and a half squares.
Yeah.
So I have several questions. One is, would my home level stud sensor be able to pick up studs in there, or is there some kind of potential, you know, metal grating behind there? I've drilled through many things in my life, but ceramic tile's not one of them, and I'm concerned about, you know, running a crack.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So a couple of things. First of all, I mean, how old is your house, first of all? Is it? I'm trying to determine if it's the era where you would have seen the metal lath behind it. How old is
1986.
It? Yeah, definitely not. Okay. So I sense that that is probably, if it's a really good tile installation, it's going to be on a mud wall, which means it'll be a thick, if the tile is really thick at the edge, then it's on mud. And if not, it may very well be on green board, which is a water-resistant drywall. In either event, to your original question, yeah, a stud finder will pick up studs through ceramic tile. I mean, a good one will, not all of them. But like a good one from Stanley or something like that can actually see quite deep into the wall and help you figure out where those studs are. And it's smart that you're doing that because obviously you want to catch one of those when you install the grab bar. Now, in terms of drilling through ceramic tile, it's a little scary, but what you need is a special type of drill bit, and if you have it, a drill. The drill bit would have a masonry tip on it, and the drill itself is a hammer drill. So the difference between a regular drill and a hammer drill is the hammer drill sort of taps forward very, very quickly. It doesn't, like, bang, bang, bang like a hammer would, but it sort of vibrates and drives forward. And when you have the right bit in a hammer drill, you will cut through that ceramic tile like it's butter. It will go through it just like wood. And put that hole where you want it. So
that's something I could rent?
You may very well be able to rent it. Sure.
I mean, it's a one-time situation, you know.
Yeah. Yep. Now, you don't have to have the hammer drill. A brand new drill could work as well, but it's very helpful. The other thing that you could look into is what's called a tapcon fastener. A tapcon fastener is designed to bind concrete surfaces, and the reason I say is because even though you're not really going to bind into the ceramic tile, if you catch that stud behind it, it's like a lag bolt on the other side, and it comes with a masonry bit in the box for that very purpose. So there are two options for you right there.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. Would, you know, I don't know where the studs are going to be, but would it be desirable to drill through the grout lining or through the tile itself?
I would think either would work, but if it was me, I would try to go through the tile itself, because if you go through the grout, then you're kind of disturbing two tiles, and you're potentially shaking two tiles. I would just go clean through one of the square tiles. I'd try to keep the hole in the middle if I had a choice.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you're not always going to have a choice. You'll have a choice on one out of two, but wherever the bottom one hits, you know, you're going to have to go with that.
Right. Okay. Well, that sounds pretty good.
All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for your help.
Give us a call anytime. We want to hear what you are working on and lend a hand, give you some tips, advice, guidance, whatever it is. We love to talk shop. So give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, have you ever noticed that when a storm hits, the store shelves are already bare of essentials like de-icers and shovels? You just can't get the things you need. We're going to share three handy hacks to get you through in today's Smart Spending Tip presented by Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card. Earn 3% cash back on online shopping. All coming up next.
You finally decided to learn how to ice skate, so you ordered the essentials every ice skater needs: a pair of blades, a new helmet, and a good set of knee pads. And you used your Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Rewards that you put towards the cost of an essential piece of post-skating recovery, a heating pad. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation.
Caseta by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference, because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy 3, 4, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit. If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867. Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti from the Money Pit Home Improvement Podcast.
As cooler temperatures and social distancing force us indoors, Simple Green reminds us to CBD, or clean before disinfecting. Bacteria and viruses can hide underneath dirt, dust, and food, so surfaces should be cleaned first with Simple Green All-Purpose Cleaner.
A leaking water heater can lead to flood damage, but not with the new Rheem Gladiator electric water heater. With 360-degree built-in leak protection, the Rheem Gladiator detects leaks and automatically shuts off the water supply.
Fire and carbon monoxide incidents spike during winter. The new wireless First Alert connected safety 2-in-1 smoke and carbon monoxide alarm is Ring and Z-Wave compatible and provides early warning of a fire or CO emergency.
Finished basements add value and are perfect for gyms, offices, or family space. You'll love your basement with Dri-Core subfloor panels installed between the concrete and the finished floor. They feature air gap technology for dry, comfortable, and cozy floors all year round.
For more, visit MoneyPit.com.
The Money Pit is presented by the Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card. Earn 3% cash back on online shopping for all the essentials in your life. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, you guys, you like the radio show? Well, we know you do because you're here with us every weekend listening, getting tips, advice, guidance. We are here for you. Well, if you like us here, you're going to love the Money Pit as a podcast. Now, you can find it at moneypit.com/podcast, and you're going to get new episodes every Monday and Thursday that gives you plenty of time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Well, now that we have just passed the winter solstice, which means we've got the shortest days and the darkest days of the year, maybe you might be thinking about updating your home security. We're going to help one listener do that on today's show because we've got the Blue by ADT wireless outdoor camera to give away, and that's worth $199. Now, ADT just launched a DIY smart home system this year, which is called Blue by ADT, and it's an expandable system that allows you to customize a smart security system with no long-term contract. The outdoor camera is part of that system. It lets you see and talk to your visitors no matter where you are. It includes night vision and facial recognition, and it's compatible with the Google Assistant and the Amazon Alexa. Learn more at bluebyadt.com or give us a call right now with your home improvement question because, hey, you could just win it. That number is 1-888-MONEYPIT. You can also post your question at moneypit.com or facebook.com/themoneypit. Well, winter storms can pop up very quickly, and when that happens, sometimes it's hard to find what you need to stay safe and to clean up that mess. So to help, we've got three hacks in today's smart spending tips presented by Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card. Now, first up, one of the most difficult situations to get out of is a stuck car in the snow because the tires just spin endlessly, but with no traction, you're not going anywhere. So, quick trick, keep a bag of kitty litter or bird seed handy. Just toss it in the trunk, throw it in your garage, and spreading that under the tires can help you improve traction and get you out of your driveway or really get you anywhere out of that jam.
Now, de-icers are also a good thing to keep on hand, especially for your car's windshield. Now, you can make your own de-icer from a teaspoon of grease-fighting dish detergent like Dawn and a teaspoon of rubbing alcohol, and then mix those both into a half a gallon of warm water. Now, you can even go ahead and mix up a bigger batch of this to use on your driveway, the walkways, windshields, whatever. You got to prevent those wet surfaces from freezing over, and this can do the trick. Now, you can also use before the storm to keep the ice from bonding to hard surfaces, so that's a huge help.
Yep, definitely. Now, if you've got sort of a so-so shovel that maybe is a little bit rough and doesn't work so well, here's a hack that can stop that snow from sticking to it. Just spray the snow shovel with cooking spray or, better yet, a lubricant like WD-40. Yes, you can add that to the 1001, now 1002 uses for that stuff. The snow is going to slide right off, and that makes the shoveling a heck of a lot easier for you.
And that's today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card. We're all shopping for essentials online these days. Get rewarded for it with the Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card. You can choose to earn 3% cash back on online shopping.
Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now.
Heading to Minnesota, where Deb is having some issues with an unlevel floor. What's going on?
We're in a house that the main part of the house was built in the 1930s, and that's our problem right now, although the rest of the house has got issues too. It's over a little over 3,000 square feet, and we tried to sell it, can't sell it, so we're staying, but we don't. There's only two people living in this big of a house, so we want to block off the upstairs and just live on the main floor. We were going to change the stairs and enclose them. Right now they're open stairway. But when we started doing that, the floor behind it is probably real close to an inch and a half dip.
And why is it important to you that you try to take this dip out of the floor? Because generally when dips form over many, many years, everything just kind of gets settled in that space, and it's not always a good idea. In fact, it's rarely a good idea to try to pick it back up unless it's an active structural problem, which I doubt this is.
We want to replace the steps going upstairs. And we can't do that because the steps that are there right now are actually twisting from the dip.
Well, that's not a problem. It's easier to build a set of steps that fits the existing floor structure than it is to try to fix the floor structure. You can easily make a set of steps that has a stringer that's longer on one side than the other. You know, very often when stairs are made, sometimes, especially custom stairs, they leave the stringers running long, and the carpenters cut them on site so they fit perfectly in the home. But I don't think it's necessary to try to rebuild your floor just to fix the stairs. Okay, Deb, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home repair, home improvement, design, decor, construction, whatever it is question. We're standing by 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, have you ever noticed streaks forming on your walls or on the ceiling? Well, this is a condition called ghosting, but it has nothing to do with evil spirits or apparently dating. So we're going to tell you how to make those ghosts disappear when the Money Pit continues.
Live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
It is presented by QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix in the red bag. Make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We want to hear about your next home improvement project. What do you have planned for 2021? Give us a call right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. We'll help you plan it so it comes out perfectly.
Post your questions online if you want to reach us that way, just like Andrew in Buffalo did. Now, Andrew writes, my house has developed in dark areas where the sheetrock was screwed to the trusses where the ceiling meets the wall. What is causing this, and should I seal those spots and then paint them?
Yeah, you know, this is actually a condition, Andrew, that's called ghosting. And it's caused when warm, moist air rises to the ceiling, and then it's cooled near the outer edge of the wall, and then that air sort of falls downward because the cold air is going to be heavier than the warm air. Now, what causes the actual staining is essentially household dirt. The dirt and dust that collects in the air, even the tiny particles that you don't see, over months and years, they're going to collect on that coldest spot of the wall and sort of deposit layer upon layer of that dirt, and that's what results in that dark, sort of shadowy stain that you're seeing. It's an opportunity for you to evaluate the insulation, because if you have an area that's not insulated well, then what's going to happen is it will always be cold. It will always be subject to more of that staining than other areas that are insulated well, because they don't have the temperature differential that causes that convective loop to basically wash that wall with the dirty air. Now, if you want to try to make it go away, just at least temporarily, I would recommend that you prime it first. Always put a primer on, because sometimes if you just paint over it, the stains will come through the paint and you'll continue to see them. And usually the first time you see them is about when you put the away the last drop cloth or whatever painting cure you had out, and you go, oh, I can still see them, and you got to do it all over again. So don't do that. Go ahead and prime the whole ceiling area and then paint it with a good quality paint, and you will be good to go.
All right, next up, we've got a question here from Tyler in Oregon, and he writes, I have a very large tree between my house and my detached garage. Cutting it down doesn't seem like an option without damaging one of the structures. What is the best way to safely remove this tree?
Well, it's certainly not a do-it-yourself project, Tyler, because the way to remove a tree that's dangerously close to one or more structures is to essentially disassemble it from the top, and that can only really be done by a tree service with the appropriate equipment, which includes a very long crane. Usually these tree services, they have cranes that are built into their trucks, and what they'll do is they'll support, like, say, the upper section of the tree or take off one big limb at a time. They'll have a guy up in the tree that will cut it, and then the crane basically lifts it up and then moves it away from the house and then drops it down where it can be cut into smaller pieces and taken away. And really, it's sort of like a tree surgery project, one chunk at a time.
I mean, it's super fascinating to watch, too.
It really is. We had a large maple tree near our house some years back, and I was just amazed watching these pros take the tree apart, lifting it not only away from the house, but above a set of power lines.
It's amazing and terribly precarious. When I was watching, we had this massive tree on the front lawn that was sort of dead and on its way out anyway, and branches were falling off. And I watched these guys basically suspend themselves from other branches with chainsaws. I was like, this is not going to end well. But, I mean, they were pros, and it was done well. It's such a weird, amazing thing. So, Tyler, make sure you're home when the tree comes down, because you're going to want to watch this.
Thank you so much for spending this first weekend of 2021 with us. We hope that we've given you some tips and advice in this show to help you plan your projects for the exciting year ahead. And remember, we are going to be here for you every step of the way. If you get stuck, if you're in a jam, if you don't know if you should hire a pro or do it yourself, you can always reach out to us at 888-MONEYPIT or post those questions at moneypit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Live in a body pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. There's been a growing call to review the Electoral College results from a number of Republican senators.
11 more GOP senators say they'll challenge the results of the Electoral College when Congress convenes in a joint session to formally tally up the vote. In a joint statement, the senators said, quote, Congress should immediately appoint an Electoral Commission with full investigatory and fact-finding authority to conduct an emergency audit. The statement goes on to say, we intend to vote on January 6th to reject the electors from disputed states as not regularly given and lawfully certified, unless and until that emergency 10-day audit is completed. Bob Agner reporting.
Meanwhile, President-elect Biden going all in to help Democrats win two Senate runoffs in Georgia that will determine which party controls the Senate in the critical early years of his administration. President Trump is planning a pre-election rally for incumbents David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler at the Dalton, Georgia airport Monday night, just before Tuesday's election. Regardless of what happens Tuesday, it's not going to be a quiet day in Washington.
Trump supporters are planning to be in the nation's capital on Wednesday to protest Joe Biden's Electoral College victory in the 2020 presidential election. The president writes on Twitter that a big protest rally will take place at 11 a.m., 2 hours before Vice President Pence is scheduled to preside over a joint session of Congress. Mr. Trump also tweets that massive amounts of evidence will be presented on the 6th. He claims, "We won big." Greg Clugston, The White House.
Iran plans to enrich uranium up to 20% at its underground Fordo nuclear facility as soon as possible, that according to the head of the country's civilian nuclear program. Tensions are already high as tomorrow is the first anniversary of a U.S. drone strike in Baghdad that killed the top Iranian general. Check out more news, read the best analysis, both at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
British medical workers say the new coronavirus variant is putting hospitals around the country in a perilous situation starting off the new year.
Concerns are mounting about the ability of the National Health Service to cope with the anticipated increase in people seeking treatment for COVID-19 that could be fueled further by holiday gatherings. The spike in new cases is said to be due to a new, more contagious variant of the virus, first identified around London and the southeast of England. Britain already has Europe's second highest virus death toll of more than 74,000. Currently, two vaccines have been approved for use in the UK. Around 1 million people have received the first dose. Sarah Bassett, London.
Rescue team searching for survivors 4 days after a landslide carried away homes in a Norwegian village about 16 miles northeast of Oslo found no signs of life amid the ruined buildings and debris. Three bodies, though, have already been recovered. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A Chicago teachers union leader is under fire for pushing for Windy City Public Schools to remain remote because of coronavirus risks while she vacations in the Caribbean.
Chicago Teachers Union Area Vice President Sarah Chambers opposes requiring teachers to return to the classroom. At the same time, she posted a photo that shows her poolside in Puerto Rico. Chambers has since deleted her Instagram account. Chicago Public Schools has plans for students to return to the classroom on January 11th or later. Meanwhile, the Chicago Teachers Union has raised the possibility of a strike over the issue. Patrick Frost reporting.
With daily coronavirus infections surging as a result of the new virus variant, the British government facing mounting pressure today from teachers unions to keep schools in England closed for at least another 2 weeks. The government, which oversees schools in England, has already decided to keep all schools in London closed next week to try to stem new infections. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yeah. Now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $14.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage, and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform a comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home with a friendly oil change.
It's everyone's worst nightmare, fire. And the USA has the second highest fire death rate in the industrialized world.
So what can you do to prevent house fires?
Well, to keep your family safe, read Fight Fires at Home with these tips. When you hit MoneyPit.com, just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Money Pit is presented by ADT and Bank of America. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We are here to help you with your home improvement and decor projects. So think about the projects you'd like to get done in the days, months, weeks ahead, and let us give you a hand. Give us a call with those questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Leslie, you got a project plan for the new year?
Oh, my goodness. I'm still, like, waiting for Henry's bedroom furniture, so maybe that'll finally show. And you know what I'm doing is I keep, like, putting off painting his room because I'm like, oh, I'll do it right before the new furniture comes.
Sure.
So I've literally put off painting his room since August, and I'm still, like, I slowly patch and sand, like, one other little part. But he's got a mountain of boxes outside the room, and I'm like, at some point, please, can we get this new desk and bed, please?
You got to be careful with the new furniture because one time we bought new furniture. Well, one time we were going to buy a TV, right? But we figured we needed furniture for the TV, so we bought the furniture, and then we decided we had to paint, and then we had to put some carpet in.
By the time
I got that TV installed, I think it cost me like $20,000 in renovation costs.
Oh, so. Easy. Easy. But the interesting thing is, because of the pandemic, I guess desks for kids are hard to find. So
yeah.
We ordered one of those like loft beds with the desk underneath. And
right.
Apparently the only component that they're missing is like this desk part. So they won't ship any of the rest until they
right.
get this. But now
yeah.
it's been 4 months.
And still no desk. Well, listen.
Still no sign of it.
When it does get there, you're going to take on that project. I know it's going to come out great. So those are our stories. If you've got a story about a project you'd like to get done, we'd love to hear from you. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. Now, speaking of spaces, if you are busting at the seams and looking for some good getaway space for crafts or projects, a heated garage can do the trick. This is a project I took on during the quarantine. We're going to share tips on the easiest ways for you to warm up this workspace It's your home.
And Americans have been taking on home improvements in record numbers. But as we improve our homes, should we also be thinking about improving our insurance policies to make sure that they're protected from fires, floods, and any other disasters? We're going to talk to an expert who specializes in helping homeowners fight insurance companies who try to avoid paying claims for the very damage that you bought that insurance for in the first place.
And also, head cleaning the counters might be something that you do multiple times a day without too much thought. We're going to show you how to keep those counters clean longer so you can spend less time wiping them down.
But first, we want to hear what you are working on. Are you waiting for a desk also? Whatever it is, we are here to lend a hand. So give us a call at 888-MONEYPIT. And we might also be able to help make your home smarter with a new Blue by ADT wireless outdoor security camera. We have one to give away right now to a listener who joins us with their home improvement question. It's worth $199.
So, do you have a project plan for the year ahead? Give us a call right now. We will help you get it done. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. You can also get in touch with us by posting your question at moneypit.com or at facebook.com/themoneypit. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Ken in Mississippi's on the line and has a question about hardwood flooring and moisture. What's going on?
Well, we got some water under our house, and my hardwood floors in the living room buckled a little bit, and we addressed the moisture issue. We had the underside, the crawl space of the house encapsulated.
Okay.
And now what I'm wondering is, once the moisture is completely cleared out in front of the house, with the dehumidifier and all that, will the floors go back down, or how can I get them to flatten out again?
Yeah, that's the answer for that is an unfortunate no. Once hardwood floors swell, they don't go back into shape. Now, was this the event that this was caused by a one-time flood kind of a situation? Was it rainwater or was it a pipe that broke?
It was rainwater runoff. That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because I wonder if you may have a homeowner's claim here. If it's storm damage, it might be something that you could at least have a conversation with your homeowner's insurance agent about, because that hardwood floor will not reset. It will not lay back down once it swells. And if you are going to replace the floor because you've had a moisture problem before, what I would suggest you use is not solid hardwood, but a type of hardwood called engineered hardwood. Engineered hardwood looks just like the solid hardwood you have now, but it's made in layers of hardwood and kind of like plywood that's glued together at different angles, at 90-degree opposed angles. It's dimensionally stable, so it can't swell, and it's designed for damp spaces. And, of course, beyond that, you could choose engineered vinyl plank, which is amazing stuff. It looks just like wood, and it's absolutely 100% waterproof and super durable. I put down two floors over the last few months with EVP, one for my mom in a kitchen and one for a laundry room. Both rooms take a lot of abuse, but the stuff's wearing beautifully. It looks like the day I put it down still. So those are kind of your options. But once that floor starts to swell, you're not going to be able to put it back. Now, depending on how bad it's swollen, if it's just kind of lifted a little bit, like the boards are starting to cup a little bit, you might be able to get away with sanding it. And in that case, you would want to have a floor finishing company come in with a professional belt sander. These are big, heavy machines with 12-inch belts, and sand down those edges so it's nice and flat, and then refinish it. So you might be able to do that depending on the level of damage, but only if it's sort of minor swelling. If it's really big swelling, you won't be able to change anything.
Okay, awesome. Thank you for your help.
Good luck with that project, Ken. Thanks so much for calling us.
Heading over to Baltimore, where Lydia's on the line with a question about insulation. Tell us what's going on at your money pit.
Well, I would like to know, you know, what kind of insulation we should go for.
Okay. So right now, do you know what kind of insulation you have in the attic? Most homes have fiberglass. Is that what you have?
I don't know what's up there.
Okay. Tell me how old your house is, Lydia. Any idea?
About 25 years old.
Okay. Well, most likely it has the original fiberglass insulation. And in a 25-year-old house, that's going to have settled down and be fairly compressed and not doing a great job insulating your home. So that means you're probably spending more than you have to on heat. So here's what I would do. I would add 8 to 10 inches of unfaced fiberglass batts. So that's no paper face, no foil face. And you lay those perpendicular, so 90 degrees, to the floor joists that are up there. And this will create a second layer of insulation. It will make a big impact in improving the energy efficiency of your home. Now, you will have to give away some storage space because you can't crush that insulation. It has to remain thick and fluffy to do its job. But I think if you put another layer of, say, 8 to 10-inch unfaced fiberglass bats up there, you will be far more comfortable in that home this winter. Lydia, thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call 24/7 at 888-MONEYPIT. We'd love to help you out with whatever it is you're working on.
And just ahead, are you looking for a warm place to work on a big project? Well, why not add heat to your garage? We're going to have tips after this.
You live in a money pit.
You finally decided to learn how to ice skate, so you ordered the essentials every ice skater needs: a pair of blades, a new helmet, and a good set of knee pads. And you used your Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Rewards that you put towards the cost of an essential piece of post-skating recovery, a heating pad. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
Caseta by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy 3, 4, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit. Good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
If you enjoyed the Money Pit radio show, we think that you might also enjoy the Money Pit podcast. We produce 2 episodes a week. You can download one Monday and again on Thursday, just in time for your next weekend home improvement adventure.
Pick up the phone and give us a call at 888-MONEYPIT. We'd love to hear what you are working on this weekend or maybe planning to tackle next weekend. Well, whatever it is, we'd love to lend a hand. Also, guys, we've got a great chance for you to win a pretty cool prize. It's the Blue by ADT wireless outdoor camera worth $199. To get in on that, all you have to do is ask your question on air. Now, this wireless outdoor camera is really going to help you protect your home. And the Blue by ADT, it's a completely customizable DIY home protection system that you can customize to help keep you and your family safe in whatever way best suits you guys. It's worth $199.
Give us a call right now with your how-to or DIY and decor question at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
We've got George on the line who's dealing with a window issue. What's going on?
This house was built that we're living in was built in 2002. We just bought it a year ago.
Okay.
I've got one dual pane of glass. It is brown. The outside is bronze tinted glass, and the inside is clear, and it's E1.
Right.
It's ruptured, you know, water inside of it and everything else.
Right. Yep.
And then the other one, same thing, bronze tinted E1 clear glass on the inside, and it doesn't have water in it, but you could tell that it's ruptured because there's dust along inside along the bottom.
Right.
Now, we live in Henderson, Nevada, in other words, Las Vegas,
yeah,
where it gets hotter than heck.
You're right. In an area like Henderson, Nevada, in the Las Vegas area, it gets really, really hot in the summer. So you need a really good quality window that's not going to let that solar gain in and drive up your air conditioning expenses. So what you're going to want to do is simply this. You're going to want to replace that with an Energy Star rated window. Now, the reason I say Energy Star is because it's going to be thermal pane. It's going to be insulated gas. It may have argon or another insulated gas inside. And it's going to have a low emissivity coating. And that's really important because the low emissivity coating is the coating that takes the UV rays of the sun and bounces them right back outside and does not let them pass into your house. And working together, that's going to keep your house comfortable at the same time. So you do want to replace the glass. You want to make sure it's an Energy Star rated window that you put in there, and that's going to solve this.
On the other window, all the windows on that side of the house, we put a bronze tint. Not a bronze tint, a 35 rated tint.
Well, I think you have tint on them because you're trying to achieve the same thing that the emissivity coating does for you. I don't think you need the tint necessarily to cut back on the solar gain. If you have the right glass with the right coating, you'll be good to go. George, I hope that helps you out. We got to move on. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Well, today's garage is much more than a space for storage or for parking your car. Now, you might also be using that garage as maybe the laundry room or a workshop or the playroom or even the spot that your pets love to hang out in.
Yep, but while the garage has become an extension of the family's living space, it's cold out there and it's drafty out there, and that makes it less than comfortable during these winter months.
Now, this problem can be easily fixed with a simple garage heater, but the difficult part of this is that there are several different types of heaters, and you got to figure out which one's going to be the best for you. So a forced air garage heater, that's going to deliver instant heat just like a regular furnace. Infrared garage heaters are going to radiate heat rather than using a conventional blower fan. And portable electric heaters require very little maintenance. Or you could pick up a kerosene heater. Now, a 23,000 BTU unit can easily handle an average garage.
And that's exactly how I heated my garage. Now, when the pandemic began, I knew I'd be spending more time doing projects out there. So we did two things. We bought a kerosene heater, and I bought one that was about that same size. But also, we took one more very important step, and that's one that makes all the difference, which is to add insulation. First off, let's talk about the ceiling. You need one. A lot of garages don't have ceilings. They've got open spaces up to the rafters, and when that happens, that's exactly where all the heat goes. So you can add a ceiling. You could use traditional drywall and then put insulation on the other side of that. Or if you just want to do something that's going to save maybe not all the heat, but be less expensive and get done pretty quickly, you could use the foil-faced foam boards, like the Dow boards that are foil-faced, that are about an inch and a half thick, and attach those to the what would be essentially the ceiling rafters, and that would create the ceiling. And a lot of garages also have open spaces for, like, hatches that where you may go up through this hatch, put some storage up there, you got to kind of seal that as well. You basically got to stop that heat from going up. And then second for that, you can think about insulating the garage walls. If they're open, you can simply add fiberglass to them. If they're not, you could think about doing a blown-in product. But either ways, if you put insulation in that garage, you're reducing the amount of heat that you need, and you're making sure that all the heat that you do basically create stays in that space. So you really need to do two. And it might sound like a lot, but it's really not. You know, think about it. I bought a kerosene heater, and I insulated the ceiling of my garage. The walls were already done. It was pretty much like a one-day project. I may have spent about $400 or $500 on the insulation products because I used a foil-faced board, but now it's fantastic. It's a great space to work, and I have just the right amount of heat to do that in.
All right, Nelva in Georgia, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I'm having a problem with the glass on the gas fireplace. There's a white film on it, and I just cannot get it off. I went to the place where I bought it, and they gave me some glass cleaner, but that doesn't work either.
Well, if it's carbon-based, it can be difficult to get off. So there's sort of a mechanical way to do it, and then there's another chemical way that you could try. So mechanically, you could simply get a straight-edge razor blade and try to scrape it off, like you would clean, say, paint off glass. So you can try that. The other way to try it is with oven cleaner, because if it's a carbon buildup, the oven cleaner will melt that carbon and make it possible to clean the glass, just like it melts the carbon on the inside of, say, the glass on your oven door.
Oh, okay. Sure. I never thought about that.
But regular window cleaning is probably not going to do the trick, because that's really just for dirt and grease. But if it's built up carbon, then it's a lot harder to get off.
I'll try the oven cleaner. That sounds like a good idea.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Heading over to Tennessee, Joe is on the line and seems to have a lot of questions about the structure of his home. What's going on?
Well, this house was finished in 1930. It's brick and concrete, and I have a couple of drooping corners.
Okay. Yeah, house corners are not supposed to droop.
The roof definitely needs redone, and I would rather have a living space upstairs since I got to replace the roof and most of the wood anyway.
Okay.
What my real question would be, it is quite expensive to continue with brick because I probably have anywhere from 25 to 50 runs to continue on a 40 by 40 square, so what could I use and still have some sort of R rating on my insulation when I bring that brick up to make the ceiling and the top part of my house livable?
So you have a brick house right now and you want to add a story to this. Is that correct?
Well, we have a upstairs. It's
right.
It's a middle peak and
okay.
Window on each side.
How is it sided right now?
It's all brick.
So you're saying when you take the roof off, you want to bring up the siding to kind of meet the new peak that's going to be created. Is that correct?
There you go.
All right. So, I mean, certainly you could do it with the brick. And the other option, though, would be a complementary material, so one that would look good against brick. And we see a lot of homes that have two different types of siding. I mean, they could have brick and they could have hardy plank, or they could have, you know, brick and they could have stucco. There's a lot of different options for siding. And regardless of what option you choose, though, the answer to your insulation question is, you know, it has nothing to do with it. To make sure that that space is properly insulated, you want to make sure you have good wall insulation and then good ceiling insulation and then good attic ventilation, because all of those three things are going to work together. So I think what I might think about in doing this project is what combination of siding material is going to flow well with that brick and look like it was always there. That's the key. Sometimes when folks do the kinds of projects you're talking about, you can tell it's a patch, right? It just looks awkward.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you need to think about something that's going to actually match nicely with that existing brick. And I'll tell you what, if you go to an architect for a project like this or a designer, and you can, it's very easy to do that on the drawing board, so to speak, which is all computer today, and you could do different colors and just really spend time deciding what you want this to look like when you're done, and then you'll know what material you need for that siding.
Do I still have to vent my roof if I seal it with spray foam? That new insulation spray foam?
No, you do not. You do not. And I'm glad you asked that question and clarified that. If you use spray foam insulation, then that roof area becomes a conditioned space as opposed to an unconditioned space, and you no longer have to have any ventilation. And it's also a much more efficient way to go.
Now, am I going to create some sort of space that's going to collect moisture in doing that?
No, you will not, because when you put in spray foam insulation, it expands to fill all the gaps. So, you know, I have a very old house that was built in the last century, and we put spray foam insulation in the attic, and in doing so, we covered all of the old vents and sealed in the gable vent at the end. So I have zero ventilation in my attic space right now, and we couldn't be happier because that attic never gets too cold, never gets too hot, and the energy bills have never been lower.
That's awesome. That about does most of my questions, brother. I appreciate your time.
All right, Joe. You got a big project on your hands there, my friend, so good luck with it, and let us know if anything else pops that you have a question about, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT with whatever it is you are working on, and we'll help you get that project done. Well, Americans have been taking on home improvement and decor projects in record numbers. But as we improve our homes, should we also be improving our insurance policies to make sure that they're protected from fires, floods, and any other disasters? Chip Merlin is an attorney and a nationally known expert on dealing with insurance companies. He's going to join us with advice to help protect your home when the Money Pit returns.
888 Money Pit.
Thank you.
wanted to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. And get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
We'll be right back.
at homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, with all the time we've been spending at home in 2021, Americans have been taking on home improvement and decor projects in record numbers. But as we improve our homes, should we also be improving our insurance policies to make sure that they're properly protected from fires and floods and other disasters?
Well, Chip Merlin is an attorney, author, and expert who specializes in helping homeowners protect their homes and fighting insurance companies who might try to figure out some ways to not pay claims for the very damage that you bought insurance for in the first place. Welcome, Chip.
Hey, Leslie. Thanks. And Tom, it's great to be here with you, too.
They never do that, do they, Chip? Try to get out of paying claims? Doesn't happen.
Well, the unfortunate thing, yeah, the unfortunate thing is it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that it's a lot more profitable to take people's premium money and then not pay the claim, you know, when it's time to pay. And that's what a lot of homeowners face, unfortunately. And we're finding it out, especially this year. What a crazy year we've had. We've had, what, you know, 20 tropical storms, 8 hurricanes, the wildfires that were going through California, then Washington, Oregon, Colorado. We even had a derecho go through the middle of the United States with hurricane force winds that you would just never think of. So it's been, you know, quite the year for a lot of homeowners to all of a sudden learn whether or not they have good insurance or not.
Well, Chip, I think insurance is something that is kind of a set it and forget it thing for maybe too many people. They purchase it once or they change it rarely, and then they don't really review it. And I was thinking that with all of the home improvements that have been happening now, because we've just been getting hit with more and more questions than ever before, because folks are, you know, fixing up the places that they're spending, you know, all their time in. So how do we know if we've got enough insurance? Let's start there. And what are some of the things that we might want to be looking for if we're examining our policies?
Well, I think one of the first things people should do when they're examining their policies is to pick a great insurance agent that's going to help them review the policy with them. And by that, I don't mean doing it themselves over the internet, but instead trying to get an honest-to-God human being insurance agent, one that's got a lot of credentials, one that might even be with them for a 20 years or so that you can grow old with, like your doctor you would want to, or a good banker. You know, these people are very important, and there's only certain there's only certain people out there that really should be doing it, and you shouldn't buy it just from an individual who is a, you know, your golfing buddy or something like that, but somebody's passionate about selling insurance that's fully going to protect you. And in this, you know, especially since people have been fixing up homes, you're adding value to your home, so all of a sudden you're going to be underinsured. Some insurance policies actually require you over a certain dollar amount to let the insurance company know about the changes during the policy year, about, you know, what additions have you made to the home. You might be out of compliance already. So it's pretty important for people that are actually doing, you know, fixing up, remodeling, anything like that, to have a discussion with your insurance agent about what they've done and talk about the values that need to be added to the policy.
I mean, I think there's so many things to think about when it comes to picking, you know, insurance. So what types of coverage limitations, deductibles, exclusions are some things that you might overlook and not even think about asking about?
Yeah, Leslie, that's a great question. And, you know, it can be, you know, for the deductibles, a lot of people don't realize that, you know, if you have a hurricane to come through, and many times in many states throughout the Southeast United States, there's a special deductible that applies to hurricanes, and it's not, you know, $500 or $1,000, but sometimes 5% of the amount of the insurance you've got. And that's a lot of money for some people. They can't even afford it, but they don't realize that that deductible's there. Some people don't have flood insurance, and they're along the coastal areas, and one of the biggest problems from a hurricane is storm surge. In fact, the storm surge from a hurricane is typically not covered under your regular homeowner's policy. You have to get special flood insurance out in California where you may have earthquakes. And don't get me wrong, we have a earthquake claims going on in Oklahoma, right? Now from fracking and things like that. So people don't think, geez, do I need to have special earthquake coverage? And most of the time you do. And so you have to go out and ask your agent, geez, do I need these special coverages because I'm in an area that's susceptible to this? So again, when I talk to people and they're asking me these questions, and I'm not trying to scare anybody, because who wants to think about catastrophe happening, not just a natural disaster, but the financial catastrophe afterward. Most people just want to not think about that. It's not normal for us to think about bad things happening to us, but you can rest much, much better at night if you'll do one thing, and that's call a good insurance agent. And it might be the one you have right now, but if you don't know that, for heaven's sake, go shop for one. And a lot of times people think, well, I'm afraid to do that. They're going to oversell me. No, good insurance agents won't do that. They'll sell you what you need, what you can afford, as well as make sure that you don't have gaps you know, and the coverage that you got.
I'm curious, you know, with so many of us now working from home due to COVID, are we sort of now conducting businesses from home? If we were, say, an employee and now the my employer wants me to work from home because I can't go in the office, does that create any scenario that would impact my coverage because I'm now doing that?
Yes, it does. A lot of insurance policies actually have a limitation on what's called business personal property, and that's depending upon the definition of the insurance policy, any property that you're using for the maintenance or of a commercial enterprise within your own home is limited to, you know, and whatever that X is, that's as much as you're going to go get. So if you have, you know, a home study, computers and things like that, you got to watch out with respect to those limitations. They're typically sublimited, which means the insurance company intentionally puts limits to that so people are not running a business out of their home. The truth is, you know, today now, and we've had a major change, people are not going into their offices. They are working from home. And many people have one, sometimes two, if both couples are working from home, a home office is set up and their various rooms with quite a bit of, especially electronic equipment, you know, set up and things like that, so that you need to check to make certain that those business property is covered under what's called an endorsement, an extra rider that you get to your homeowner's policy. If you start getting pushback from an insurance adjuster, or they're just not returning your phone call, or just you can actually, many people don't, you know, believe this, but you can actually call the insurance regulator, your insurance commissioner, and typically they will respond back with a phone call. And I tell them sometimes that's the easiest way to get a great response back from the insurance companies, to let them know, you know, your state regulator is going to be on their neck if they don't take care of you. You know, the squeaky wheel gets the oil, so to speak. If you still don't, you know, get some type of great treatment from the insurance company, then you might have to go see a professional, especially if it's a more expensive claim. And the two people that can do this are either attorneys or public adjusters. Now, most people know what attorneys do, and you want to look for an attorney that specializes in insurance law, not somebody that does divorce and family law and things like that and doesn't really understand insurance. Today, you can find attorneys who limit their practice to doing things such as insurance law, like what my firm does. There's another group of individuals that can help out as well, known as public adjusters. Public insurance adjusters don't represent the insurance company. They represent the public. They represent the policyholders. And you want to check for credentials with them as well to make certain that they're the best, that they're licensed. And if you find that right type of person, often a public adjuster can help you out to make certain that you're getting the full amount that's owed under your property insurance policy. That's what their bread and butter is, you know, and they can help you out, and people should not be afraid to go and search on the internet for them, as well as attorneys.
That's a great point, Chip. I've often told folks that the public adjusters may often work on their fee as a percentage of the money they get back from you, so your interests are aligned. They're going to find as much as they can, and also they're very skilled at finding everything, every single thing that should be in that claim. You know, it's not just replacing the wall, it's replacing the wall and then putting on a coat of primer and putting on a coat of finish paint. I mean, they get every little nickel dime thing that could be in that claim in it, so that they make the most they can and they make sure you're well represented.
Most of the time I tell people that, you know, their fee, which is typically 10% and less, is going to more than pay for it. They will more than make up for their fee and what you get back, because they are experts evaluating the amount of damage, both personal property damage that you're going to have at your home, as well as how to properly fix something. Many people don't know, you know, I've never repaired this before. How much is it really going to cost to do a first-class job?
Yeah.
And they'll make certain that you get that.
Great advice. Chip Merlin, attorney and author. Thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit, Chip. I want to tell folks how to get in touch with you. You can take a look at the website merlinlawgroup.com. That's Merlin, M-E-R-L-I-N, lawgroup.com. Or pick up the phone and call Chip and his team at 877-449-4700, 877-449-4700. Chip, great work. Thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
Well, cleaning the counters might be something you do multiple times a day without much thought. We're going to show you how to save steps and keep your counters cleaner longer when the Money Pit continues.
Live in a Money Pit.
Caseta by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy 3, 4, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867. A remodeled basement not only adds a great bonus space for everyday life, but it can also increase the value of your home.
That's right, but some basements just never feel warm and comfortable because they're built below grade and have concrete floors. DryCore is a great solution. It's a one-step subfloor system that goes on top of the concrete.
DryCore is specifically designed for basements. The panels create an air gap above the cold, damp, hard concrete to protect, insulate, and cushion your finished floors, creating a new living space as warm and comfortable as any other space in your home.
With DryCore's air gap between the finished floor and the concrete, moisture isn't trapped, and that helps protect against mold and mildew. The ready-to-use panels are easy to install, comfortable to walk on, and they work under engineered hardwood, laminate, carpet, vinyl, or ceramic tile, and they can even handle heavy gym equipment.
DryCore is available at select Home Depots, Lowe's, and Menards stores. Find a store and learn more at DryCore.com. That's DryCore.com.
Good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, listen, guys, we're all homeowners here, a lot of us, and a lot of us own homes that maybe we consider money pits, but a home is a lot of work, and taking care of a home can really be a combination of love, pride, even heart-stopping fear. But if you join us on the Money Pit podcast, we promise to help you plan, save you money, and spare you from snafus.
You can join us for brand new episodes every Monday and Thursday at moneypit.com/podcast.
Thanks for joining us here at the Money Pit. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on at 888-MONEY-PIT, and we could have a great prize for you. We've got up for grabs the Blue by ADT wireless outdoor camera worth $199. Now, ADT just launched a DIY smart home system this year, and it's called Blue by ADT. It's going to help protect you and help connect you with people and all the things that you love the most, and it's an expandable system. So once you figure out what's really best for your family and your home, you can find that within Blue by ADT and do it yourself for a great project and a way to keep your family safe at home. It's a great prize worth $199.
Give us a call right now. We will give you the answer to your home improvement question and the chance to win that great outdoor wireless camera from ADT. You can learn more at bluebyadt.com.
Well, we're all spending a lot of time cleaning these days, and cleaning counters is something I know I'm probably doing like a dozen times a day between my house and work. And, you know, even before I go to bed, I feel like I have bleach wipes on my hand or like a, you know, a cleaner covered hand, and I'm going up and down the staircase. It's just the new pandemic cleaning. But, you know, you have to really make sure that everything is being cleaned properly and you're using the right solution for the right material. And there are some difficult spots to clean in the house only because it's got to have the very specific product. And I'm talking about natural stone countertops. They're popular, but boy, are they difficult to keep clean.
Yeah, absolutely. And most of us use sort of like an all-purpose product to clean those surfaces. But with stone, you got to be careful, because if you use vinegar or any acidic cleaner on a natural stone counter like granite, it will dull them over time. And a lot of the all-purpose cleaners actually include citric acid. So you got to read the label to make sure. Instead, you just want to stick to plain water and dish soap and then buff them dry with a microfiber cloth so you get a good sheen. Now, after you clean, you should disinfect. And when you disinfect the stone counter, you want to stay away from bleach. Now, Leslie, if you're doing laminate tops or tile tops, you're good with the bleach wipes. But for a stone, you got to stay away, because it's going to have the same dulling effect. It's better to use a solution of at least 60 to 70% isopropyl alcohol, and that will do just fine at killing both bacteria and viruses.
All right, now let's talk about sealing your countertops. You have to do it, right? I mean, you hear about it, but I know I don't do it as often as I should, and it's something that really has to be done with a regular maintenance, because it can help keep that counter clean and help keep your family safe. Now, stone counters are porous, so if they're not sealed, stains, meat juices, grease, oil, any other yucky kitchen stuff that you're whipping up in there, or anything that you spill on those counters, are gonna get stuck in there, and then it can soak into your food. I mean, it's just not a good thing. So check it out. Test whether or not you need to seal your countertops. Go ahead, drop some water on them. If that water beads up, you're all good. But if that water tends to seep into the stone, then you definitely need to seal that surface.
Yeah, and one last tip. Don't forget to clean under the appliances that sort of live full-time on your countertop. You know, we're talking about the coffee makers and the mixers and stuff like that. You want to get in a habit of actually removing all of that stuff off the counter maybe once a week, so you get a complete round of proper cleaning and disinfecting. Otherwise, all of those germs, all those food particles, all those yucky meat juices, the viruses, the bacteria that come with them will sort of seek a safe harbor space under those appliances. That's why you want to take them off and give it a good solid cleaning at least on a weekly basis.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, snow is pretty to look at, but it can cause some serious roof leaks if you're not careful. We're going to tell you how you can prevent that next.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix in the red bag. Make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call right now with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
John from Pennsylvania writes us with a question. Is there a way to keep snow from forming at the edge of my roof and then collapsing my gutters?
Yeah, so it's probably not as much snow as it's the ice that's forming at the edge of your roof, because what happens is the area higher up on your roof, when it will get warm because the heat from the house gets up in the attic space and warms the underside, so it causes the melting, and then that melted water runs down, hits the edge, which is not over your rest of your house, and freezes. And it's actually called an ice dam, John. And in the worst situations, it can actually work its way up underneath the roof shingles and leak into the house. Now, if the gutters are collapsing, they probably are not also attached very well. So what I would do is I would take out the gutter spikes, those long 7 or 8 inch nails that hold the gutters in place, and replace them with gutter bolts. They look like the same diameter as the spike, but they have a sort of lag bolt type thread at the end. And you can use the same holes. And I'll tell you what, once those things are put in, I've never, ever seen a gutter pull away. I typically replace those gutter spikes with the bolts all the time when I'm working on a new house, because it just does such a great job. They're very inexpensive, too. They usually come in white or brown. You can buy them at a home center, 15 or 20 in a package. They're not very expensive, and they really do a great job at keeping those gutters where they belong, attached to your house.
And truly, that's the only place they're going to do their job. So keep them where they need to be.
Well, do you ever feel like your home might be missing that sort of vintage charm? Leslie's got a few tips on how to add that friendly feeling back in without a total remodel in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, what's the secret?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people truly love the look of vintage. It's got a charm that you know and you really enjoy, and that charm itself can add value to your home. But if you're living in, say, a fairly new house, you probably don't have a lot of those special touches that give it that charming feel. So one way that you can capture that vintage feeling without giving up modern convenience is to simply add a salvaged antique fireplace mantle. Even if you don't have a real fireplace, you can just put it in any room. And that decorative fireplace, that whole mantle surround, will quickly become the focal point of the room. And they really can spruce up an existing fireplace that tends to have no pizzazz. And there are a ton of places that you can look up to find these pieces. They're architectural salvage shops, because when, say, an older home is renovated or even torn down, it's becoming more popular to save those architectural pieces, and then these salvage centers buy them and then resell them to somebody like you. So you can find things like gorgeous mantles, clawfoot bathtubs, stained glass windows, antique doorknobs. I mean, I even saw one, I want to say it was like in Nebraska. There was an entire wood-paneled room that was taken out of some department store owner from the 40s home, and it was this entire wood-paneled library sold in, like, components that you could take it wherever to your house and install it. So you can find some really beautiful things. You can find some of these dealers online as well. So if there's nobody in your area, you can definitely look them up online. Check out Etsy. You can find some great things there. Even OfferUp, Facebook Marketplace, Craigslist. I mean, so many places that you can go to look. Just start searching for antique mantle or something like that, architectural salvage, and you'll find some places by you or online to make that home that's new and modern have that charming feel that we all love.
Well, you can add charm to add warmth to your home, or you can add radiant heat. How do you like that segue? That's coming up on the very next edition of the Money Pit. We're going to talk about how you can add radiant heat to different spaces in your house, because it will not only warm your floors, but it can actually make your entire home more comfortable and cut back on those energy bills. Until then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump holds an election eve rally in Dalton, Georgia, Monday night at the airport on behalf of the two incumbent senators involved in Tuesday's crucial Senate runoff. Republicans Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue are running against Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff, respectively. Perdue spoke with the Salem Radio this week, and he said Georgia voters are now more aware of the radical agenda that's being proposed by the challengers.
People have awakened to how dramatically outrageous this agenda is the Democrats are trying to perpetrate. It's dangerous. It's totally out of line with most people in Georgia.
Perdue contrasted his own emphasis on national defense with the positions expressed by Ossoff.
My opponent wants to cut two bases in Georgia, which would mean about 26,000 jobs, but more importantly, if we cut the military overall, we will not be able to stand up to our national defense strategy, and that is standing up to China.
Republicans need one victory to maintain their Senate majority. Townhall.com. Meanwhile, a coalition of 11 Republican senators, led by Ted Cruz of Texas, will challenge the outcome of the election by voting to reject electors from some states. 2021, beginning with over 350,000 coronavirus-related deaths and the more contagious strain known as the UK variant.
California started the new year by reporting a record 585 coronavirus deaths in a single day, and health officials there say they have four confirmed cases of the new COVID strain. Meanwhile, large gatherings continue. In New York, sheriffs broke up three New Year's Eve parties with big groups of maskless revelers, and there were reports of other illegal events around the country. This all comes as the race to vaccinate millions of Americans is off to a slower, messier start than public health officials and leaders of Operation Warp Speed expected. I'm Julie Walker.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Australia changed one word in its national anthem to reflect what the Prime Minister called the spirit of unity and the country's indigenous population.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison on New Year's Eve announced that the second line of the anthem has been changed from "For we are young and free" to "For we are one and free." The change took effect Friday. Morrison said, "While Australia as a modern nation may be relatively young, our country's story is ancient, as are the stories of the many First Nations peoples whose stewardship we rightly acknowledge and respect." Indigenous Australians had said the national anthem did not reflect them and their history. Patrick Foss reporting.
More Australian states and territories are reimposing travel restrictions to prevent the coronavirus spreading from new outbreaks in New South Wales and Victoria states. The Australian Capital Territory has shut out non-residents who've been in the northern beaches of Sydney, where the outbreaks are most concentrated. News analysis, townhall.com. In the United States, experts have been calculating the safest as well as the riskiest counties in the country for disasters.
Los Angeles, perhaps unsurprisingly, is on the shakiest ground. The Federal Emergency Management Agency's new National Risk Index looks at 18 natural hazards, including hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, volcanoes, floods, and heat waves. It also takes into account how many people and how much valuable property are in harm's way, how vulnerable the population is socially, and a community's ability to bounce back. After L.A., New York, Miami, and Philadelphia are high in risk, with the New York and Philadelphia areas actually far higher for tornadoes than Oklahoma and Kansas. The safest place, Loudoun County, Virginia, an outer suburb of Washington, D.C. I'm Ben Thomas.
More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to in North State with no more homeless pets.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop it at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
We are at a critical moment in this nation's history. It goes beyond politics. It goes beyond culture. There is a new form of racism that goes under the name anti-racism. There's a new form of segregation pioneered by the left, proliferating across this country. And there is a great question about our future. Will we look at each other as individuals? Will we judge each other by our actions and our character? Or will we group each other into the shallow characteristics of our skin color? That is at the heart of everything facing the United States of America. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show on Fox News Radio. Will Cain filling in for Brian Kilmeade today. You can normally catch me on Fox and Friends on Saturday and Sunday mornings. Brian was kind enough to invite me to sit in for him as he takes a break. I'm assuming he's somewhere drinking a Bloody Mary on this 10 o'clock Eastern time Tuesday. If not, hopefully he's sleeping in for once in his life. The man has more energy than anyone I have ever seen in my life, bouncing off the walls at all hours of the morning. If you aren't familiar with me, you might have caught me over the last 5 years on ESPN Radio, where I hosted my own show, The Will Cain Show, for several years. Before that, I was in politics, worked for places like The Blaze, and appeared on Fox News. I'm happy to rejoin the Fox News family just in the past 6 months, hosting Fox and Friends, and really excited to be hanging out here on the Brian Kilmeade Radio Show. I do believe that the biggest issue facing our country is one of individuality. It's core to who I am. Look, it's the center post in every aspect of my life, my action, and how I view stories. Will we be treated as individuals? Will you be judged as a man? Will people take the time to understand your thoughts, your character, importantly, your actions? Not your virtue signaling on Twitter. Not even the way you vote. But whether or not your actions in life, your merit, your character define who we are. The left has been pushing an ideology at breakneck speed, I believe, over the last 10 years. One that forces us to look at each other through the prism of our skin color, group ourselves into identity politics, and have it dictate everything. And as such, therefore, you can tweet, you can say just the right fashionable politics, and you are virtuous. Meanwhile, say you're somebody like Drew Brees, quarterback of the New Orleans Saints, who's given away, I think it's like $50 million in his career to helping underprivileged minorities in Louisiana. But when he neglected to parrot the fashionable point of view of Colin Kaepernick's protest, Drew Brees was canceled, because that is the enforcement mechanism. When you don't signal virtuously in the fashionable, acceptable way of the left, your actions be damned. You see, canceling someone is the boot heel now of this, yes, fascist ideology. It's funny, everything the left projects right now is actually the characteristics they are harboring. If they yell racist, I am very certain they are the ones harboring racist thoughts and probably racist actions in their life. If they yell fascist, they're the ones embracing fascist cancel culture ideology. It is a thought process of projection. And let me give you the most disgusting story I can think of in the last couple of days. A young lady was a freshman in high school, did something wrong. At 15 years old, she put a post out on social media where she used a racial slur, the N-word, quoting pop culture or rap lyrics, whatever it may be, wrong to do so. A fellow student grabbed that video, held it for upwards of a year, I believe, until her life had taken on some trajectory towards success. She had applied to the University of Tennessee, was going to join the cheer team. That's what she wanted in life. It was at that moment that he sprung that video out to the public. It's the same time as BLM protests across the country. It was designed to inflict maximum damage, and it did. The University of Tennessee told this young lady named Mimi Groves, you need to step back. You need to not come to the University of Tennessee. And if you don't, we're going to rescind your admission. Of course, she couldn't be on the cheer team. She's now in a community college somewhere. Maximum damage intended, maximum damage affected. This is who we are, or at least a great many of us in this country, looking to project our virtues onto the mistakes of adolescents and destroy their futures to feel better about ourselves. Projecting so that they are never looked at themselves, and destroying to employ their fascist ideology. I guess I haven't gotten enough of Rachel Campos Duffy over the last 3 to 4 days. We've been hosting Fox and Friends together, filling in Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. And I've talked about this story with my friend and co-host, Rachel, who's now on the lines here on the Brian Kilmeade Show, Will Cain filling in. Rachel, you have 9 kids. Can you imagine them paying the price for the mistakes they make when they are 15?
No, and it's something, you know, you had the lawyer for this young lady on your show, and as soon as I saw that he was going to come on and this topic was going to be discussed, I literally called my kids, my teenagers, my college kids who are home right now, into the room. I said, I want you to watch this. And it's so relevant. It's happening. This is the, you know, cancel culture, woke culture that our kids are growing up in, and you add social media to that. And it can be combustible. And I, you know, mentioned a little bit to you that my own family went through it. In my daughter's, I believe, sophomore year of college, she said, so it was last spring, she said, she goes to the University of Chicago. She mentioned they had like a public event about voting. And all kids were encouraged to hold up a sign and say what they were, why they're voting. And this was just before, you know, the pandemic really was anything that we were much talking about. It was barely being mentioned, hadn't yet really hit our shores. And she held up a sign that said, coronavirus won't kill, destroy America, but socialism will. And the University of Chicago campus erupted. She became that girl that you're talking about, Mimi, and she had death threats. The university did not come to her defense at all. In fact, they were placating the people who were, saying they were victimized by her words. I mean, it was just really an incredible experience. She was tough at first, and she was upset. She cried. She ended up writing an op-ed. And in the end, this made her stronger. But as you mentioned, I have 9 kids, and they're all different, and they're all individuals, as you were talking about earlier. And that particular child had the personality, had the disposition, I think, to turn this into a strength, to turn this into a formative, great moment for her. I don't think all of my kids would have had the same experience. I think, for some of my children, just based on their personality and their level of sensitivity, it would have been absolutely devastating. I think about this little girl, Mimi, and you talk about the damage in her life. I think about the trauma. I think the same thing with the Covington kid. These are traumatic moments when you are just a teenager and you are being shamed and singled out. And I just think it's too much for some kids to handle.
Yeah.
And it really has me worried.
You know, the Covington kid, the difference in those two stories is the Covington kid did absolutely nothing wrong. He was simply destroyed by a fake news media narrative.
True.
Mimi admits to doing something wrong. She admits to a mistake. She has regrets about something she did when she was 15. You and I talked about this morning. Look, you have 9 kids. I'm sure you've been through this to some extent, as you described. I have 2 boys. And here's the blunt truth. Kids are dumb. They're really dumb.
Yeah.
They're going to get smart in the process of working their way through it, and there are going to be smart aspects to your kids, right? But they do dumb things. And the question is, are we so insecure that we're going to project our virtue and wield our muscle and our power? You asked that question this morning on Fox and Friends, and I agreed with you. This is a cheap exercise of unearned virtue and power over the mistakes of children. I'm telling you, Rachel, I think it's a really sick society. It always animated me in sports because I saw them do this over and over with sports figures. And it wasn't always race. It could have been somebody used a homophobic term or whatever. There were so many different kinds of examples. But it was, oh boy, let's go see what he tweeted when he was 13. That was the response of adults in the room. You know, universities, reporters, the New York Times. And I'm just sickened by this cheap, unearned virtue and power.
Yeah, but you talk, Will, about, she made a mistake, and she did. Her statement was wonderful. However, I don't even know the rules anymore around that word. I mean, I don't use that word, but I'm not 15 listening to rap songs where it's okay. I mean, last night on Tucker Carlson, Candace Owens was on, and she's like, there are rap stars who use this all the time. One of them is why is her name escaping me? The Hispanic woman
Cardi B.
Who did that really vile video.
Cardi B. Cardi B.
Cardi B. Thank you very much. I lost her name for a second. So she's allowed to use it. I'm Hispanic. Am I allowed to use it? I mean, I'm just trying to give this girl the leeway I think she deserves. I mean, I'm glad that she doesn't use that word. I don't want any of my children using that word. But I don't know if the rules are really clear. I'm in a biracial marriage. I always think it's weird that there's some things that I feel perfectly comfortable saying that my husband, who's Irish American, can't say. Who makes these rules? And if she's 15, she hasn't learned all the intricacies of the rules that are being set up. And she was acting out in the culture.
Right.
She learned a very, very, I think, tough lesson from it. But I'm just worried that it's traumatic. And like I said, the combination of social media and this woke culture and this vindictive culture that you're talking about, this power, using
right.
power, using race as a way to wield power, using your so-called oppression as a way to wield power. I just don't like any of it, and I think it's really damaging on kids.
I think the easiest hard and fast rule is just never use it in any form. Never use that racial slur.
I agree. But we should not also have it in these lyrics. I mean, I don't like any of it.
I agree with that as well.
The misogyny, the word, all of it. Yeah.
Rachel Campos Duffy here on the Brian Kilmeade Show. Will Cain filling in for Brian today. I've been hanging out with Rachel for several days now. I only have like a minute or two left in this segment before I have to hit a break. So this is going to be hard to do, but I really want to get you in on it. I'll have to explain it to the audience. This Hillary Baldwin, whatever her name might be, story is fascinating. This is the wife of Alec Baldwin, who, the long and short of the story, and I'll give you the nitty-gritty and the dirt and the details in just a moment, essentially pretended to be Spanish for years. In pursuance of her fame, faked an accent, right, Rachel? Faked the inability to understand English words at times. And she is a white girl from Boston. It's honestly, it's more funny, I think, than it is outrageous, but it is so absurd, Rachel.
It is absurd. She is not Spanish. Obviously, she did it because she thought it would make her more interesting. But, you know, there are other examples where people use it to advance themselves. We see Elizabeth Warren, for example. I know the New York Post said that she used it to be more interesting. No, she didn't. She used it in order to advance herself professionally at universities, which tend to give, more opportunities to people if they're minorities. And so there's a lot wrapped up in this. And you talked, you know, you started this whole segment talking about race and seeing us as individuals. And I just wish we would go back to that merit-based society where we could all just be proud of who we are. I heard this summer some friends of mine, right during the middle of the BLM riots, saying that they're white kids had come home from college saying they were embarrassed to be white. And if you have kids in elementary school, you know that this melting pot idea where we're just all Americans and we meld together is not the case. They're now teaching the salad bowl, where we celebrate and almost exclusively discuss our differences instead of what unites us as Americans. So it's a very big subject. Well, I'm glad you're taking it on because I think it's at the center, just as I know you think it is, at the center of so much in politics today.
I think everything is downstream from this. If we can't look at each other as individuals, I don't know how we maintain freedom. I don't know how we have conversations. I'll tell you this. I've enjoyed my conversations with you over the last couple of days. It's been fun hanging out on Fox and Friends.
Likewise.
You're going to keep doing it, right? You're still on Fox and Friends later this week? All right.
I'm on all week.
Rachel Campos Duffy, more Fox and Friends this week. Check her out. Thank you for jumping on the Brian Kilmeade Show with me today, Rachel.
Of course. Thanks, Will.
All right. Take care. Again, it's Will Cain filling in for Brian. You can follow me on Twitter at Will Cain. You can join this conversation, 866-408-7669. I teased that sound, or I hinted at that sound, that idea of Hillary Baldwin pretending she didn't know an English word. I mean, again, she was born and raised in Boston. English is her first language. But on the Today Show, she say, how you say cucumber? You got to hear this. It's really funny. It's coming up on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Challenging conventional thought and wisdom. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Getting hearing aids is a hassle. Where to go? Who to trust? All the back and forth to the doctor's office to get them just right. And they're really expensive. As someone with hearing loss, I understand. As someone who lives in 2021, I just don't. That's why I created a breakthrough way to deliver premium hearing aids and care right to your couch, all for thousands less. I'm Nicole Catterett, co-founder of Lively. Lively hearing aids are FDA approved, Bluetooth enabled, and produce a rich, natural sound. They're programmed by doctors, delivered directly to your door. So, how do you meet your doctor? Remotely. In fact, you do everything online, which is what makes Lively so innovative. From the research-backed hearing test to get you started, to video chatting with Lively audiologists. Better hearing has never been easier.
Try Lively free for 100 days at listenlively.com. That's listenlively.com. Listenlively.com. For eligible individuals only, Lively not sold in North Dakota, Oregon, or West Virginia. See website for details and important safety information.
Paid for by GetUpside.
Man, how can you afford gas for that big SUV?
I pay less for gas than everyone else. I got the free GetUpside gas app and get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time I buy gas.
Hold on. You're getting up to 25 cents off a gallon with the free GetUpside Gas app while I'm paying full price?
You know it. People earned over $1 million last year. You just got to take a picture of your gas receipt and bam, up to 25 cents a gallon cash back.
You don't have to tell me twice. I'm downloading the free GetUpside Gas app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play and save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code CASH for a 50 cent a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 75 cents a gallon on your next tank. Just download the free GetUpside app at the App Store or Google Play and use promo code CASH. Save money on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code CASH. That's CASH. Visit GetUpside.com for terms.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
The Bible says it is better to give than to receive, and this season of giving is seeing a greater bounty despite COVID. Charlie Mulligan, founder and CEO of GiveGab, an online fundraising platform.
In March, when this kind of all started, we didn't know what would happen. I mean, we've been at this for 10 years, but we've never seen a global pandemic. And I was amazed that it's not like it stayed the same. It actually picked up even further.
According to industry reports, this year's Giving Tuesday numbers are showing across-the-board increases from last year. One indicator showed a 25% gain from this time a year ago when there was no pandemic, and the increases are seen across all faiths and no faith. But it's not just dollars being given. More people are volunteering. Mulligan says money certainly can buy sorely needed material goods like food and clothing, but being with someone in their hour of need is priceless.
Definitely makes you feel better, definitely makes you happier, and it makes a difference. So there's no losing by giving.
For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1995. Mike Tyson.
In the last 3 years, I had the chance to reflect on my life and develop my mind, and I will continue my journey to making myself a better person.
The federal building on 5th is going to be your main target.
Frustrating for firefighters because there are some areas where we're reaching and touching people, but we just can't get to them.
The bombing in Oklahoma City was an attack on innocent children and defenseless citizens.